presenting Starfire Tour, speaking about time slips. See more information on starfiretour.com.
All right. Well, I thought that the journey that I would take you all on would be something about what time shifts are, what I discovered, what it means to all of us, and how it impacts all of us. The first thing I want to talk about is something that I call the time shift effect. And the time shift effect describes any phenomenon, any enigma, mystery, or event that can be explained by the activity of time shift, the core matrix, timeline edits, coexisting timelines, and I'll be explaining what all that is. And this includes something that I call the unified field theory of psi, which is what I discovered is the science to everything psychic and everything paranormal. Anyway, part of the time shift effect also includes some key coined phrases called the time shift living dead, time anomalies, time travel, something called time slips, the altering of geophysical features and the altering of physical features. I know that some of you have reported that you've had these experiences before. The altering of a familiar place, the altering of personal items in your life, even the altering of what you look like or how you feel, the altering of others, the altering of historical events, alternate realities, which are actually coexisting timelines. Then we have something called dual coexisting timeline memory conflict. That's when you have a memory of something happening in a completely different way than history shows it to be. That's where the time shift living dead comes in, where let's say someone has just died, but you remember that they died years ago. That's the time shift living dead phenomenon. So this also leads into this dual coexisting timeline memory conflict is what I call it. It leads into the ability to have precognition. It allowed me to discover the secret to the dreaming brain. Psychic experiences, telekinesis, and all things paranormal, all things supernatural. And I'm talking about ghosts and hauntings and apports and poltergeist activity. Then there's something called reality shift manifestation, reality shift healing, astral travel, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, reincarnation. A little word that I created called science, called P-S-I-E-N-C-E. That's mainstream science, working with the psychic mind, science. Synchronicity is the time shift effect. So are time prompts, including the 11-11 time prompts. Then we have something that I created called astral tagging truth reveal, which I'll be talking about. And well, as you can see, there's a lot of information that goes on in my head. Now, I thought I would move on from there and talk a little bit about what is a time shift. And what does it mean to all of us? A time shift is something that happens where our timeline, the one that we recognize as our timeline, gets edited. That means something gets edited, literally. And because of the editing, we get a whole brand new timeline. It's called a coexisting timeline, or what some people prefer to call alternate timelines. A time shift is the actual mechanism of this timeline edit taking place. Now, one of the things that a timeline edit happens, mostly people don't know that it's going on because a time shift itself has something, a mechanism behind it, which causes the time shift to occur. And that mechanism is something called the core matrix. The core matrix acts something like a hard drive where you keep all of the software and all of the elements of the timeline structured within the core matrix. And it's the core matrix that streams every single coexisting timeline that ever was, ever is, or ever will be. Now, that's a pretty big deal. But our brains, we are the interface to that core matrix, and we assess all of this data, all of this download into our brains, and that's how we consciously perceive the most dominant coexisting timeline. There is an infinite number of coexisting timelines. We could never possibly keep all of that in our head. So for sanity's sake, the core matrix has a program called assimilation. And this assimilation makes us believe that we live in a single timeline world in which there's a past and a present and a future. But that's not the way it works at all. Take the time shift living dead, for example. How many of you have just sworn that someone that you know was dead was also alive at the same time? I have a list that every once in a while I parcel out of people who I've let the public know were time shift living dead. For example, there's Nelson Mandela, the actor Abe Vigoda, a longtime performer Bob Hope, a wonderful actor named Jeffrey Holden, the actor Hal Linden, a politician by the name of Gabrielle Giffords, the astronaut John Glenn, the wife of President Reagan, Nancy Reagan, the actor Mickey Rooney, the actress Maureen O'Hara, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more. And the reason that I know that these are time shift living dead people is because over the decades, I received thousands upon thousands of reports about these particular people being alive or dead in a person's memory at the same time. I've been reporting these for years, and I continue to do so, both on my website and on Facebook. We exist in a particular coexisting timeline at one time. And this is determined by the core matrix. The core matrix determines what our conscious brains will accept as the singular timeline in which we are living. But the minute that the timeline becomes edited by the core matrix through a time shift process or mechanism, things can change. You edit, you change. You change the timeline. And our brains, through assimilation, are not supposed to remember earlier versions of the timeline, but a glitch occurs. A glitch in the timeline, a glitch in time shifting occurs, and some of us remember pieces or fragments of previous coexisting timelines that we're really not supposed to remember. And when we do, those memories are often in conflict with what's going on historically in the current timeline. Now, when it comes to Nelson Mandela, he just happens to be one of those people that other people all around the world have remembered this glitch and remember his dying in a different way, living and dying in a different way in various coexisting timelines. And because they have these memories, this is what creates this dual timeline coexisting memory. This is the science behind it. This is how it happens. It's not a mystery. Okay? So the mystery is really why some people retain the memory and some people don't. It has nothing to do with IQ. It has nothing to do with a person's intelligence. It has nothing to do with a person's spirituality. It has nothing to do with a person's psychic ability. It appears to have everything to do with how exposed someone is to these dual timeline memory glitches. I've discovered in my research that once someone has just one dual timeline memory, just one, it opens a floodgate in the brain that never closes again. You're exposed to one and you're going to have more and more and more. In fact, JP, when I started to share my research and discoveries into time shifts and the core matrix and coexisting timelines, I suddenly found that people were able to match up their life experiences to what I was teaching. I actually saved a lot of people from a lot of family arguments, a lot of negative thinking about their mental state. Once I explained it, things in their own lives became very, very clear. And once it became clear, they began to have more and more and more and more experiences until they were able to see for themselves, recognize for themselves what I call time shift markers. These are things that people experience, things that people witness, that if you understood that they're time shift markers, you then understand, oh my goodness, a time shift is in progress. A time shift is underway. One of those things is a geomagnetic storm. Now, I'm sure we all know and we all experience geomagnetic storms. But a lot of people don't realize where a geomagnetic storm comes from. It comes from, usually, something that has occurred on the sun, a solar flare that has developed into a coronal mass ejection, or a CMA, or a coronal hole has opened up on the sun and has spewed forth solar wind. And if that CME or that solar wind heads in our direction, it's going to strike the Earth. And when it strikes the Earth, if it's powerful enough, it's going to trigger a geomagnetic storm. And that geomagnetic storm tells us that this energy has hit the Earth. Now, a geomagnetic storm does not trigger a time shift. A geomagnetic storm does not trigger timeline edits or coexisting timelines. No, they're just a marker, a time shift marker. Why? Because the same solar energy that causes a geomagnetic storm is the same energy that can trigger a time shift. A time shift involves something called frame dragging and all sorts of other scientific things that Einstein theorized about decades ago that I was actually able to prove. And then in most recent years, NASA also came through and was able to prove that when solar energy hits the planet, something called frame dragging occurs and time and space do alter. Well, that's what I've been talking about. That's part of what I discovered for years. There is a science behind why and how time shifts occur. And the sun is the powerhouse that triggers most time shifts that we experience. So when a geomagnetic storm happens, you know that a time shift is underway, which means that timeline edits are happening, which means that we are experiencing a new coexisting timeline, which means what we think is the timeline that's been happening around us forever actually is not. All new. We go into sort of a little bit of a hibernation. We keep functioning, but everything around us, like I said, including life around us, changes. Even we can become a time shift living dead in some of these coexisting timelines. And then it's like we go offline. We're okay. We're fine. Switches flip. We go back online. These are analogies, please. We go back online and our consciousness is back up and running. All right. However, there is something else that happens that's a little bit more desperate. And this is called a core matrix prime directive reboot. This happens when the Earth is completely destroyed. And this has happened in time. And the Earth is completely destroyed. The core matrix has a program, and its program is to continue life. And so we get rebooted completely and we are totally offline. Everything gets restructured from the get-go and we come back online fresh and new. I couldn't possibly tell you what we were before that. I just know that we've had many reboots in the past, most recently in 2016. And that was due to something that I call time loop. There was a nuclear disaster, a time looping nuclear catastrophe that kept rolling and coming back. And every time that the core matrix would edit the darn thing out of our timeline, it would reinsert itself. I'm very happy to say that this particular nuclear catastrophic time loop was ended. It was successfully ended back in 2016.
You have been listening to Starfire Tor speaking about time slips. For more information, go to starfiretour.com.